Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We're going to talk this morning about the celebration we had yesterday, the solemnity of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting, this solemnity comes at this time when, during this trial of with COVID-19, we've been deprived of the Blessed Sacrament. It's been an amazing, challenging time, and I have felt that one of the reasons the Lord has permitted this to happen is both to test the church, but also to get us to appreciate more deeply the gift that we've been given. It really is true. It's not an exaggeration to say that the most significant thing that happens in the world every day, the most significant event in the world that happens every day, is the offering of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ to God the Father and the people of God gathering around and being able to be fed by the Lord, the real presence of Jesus. And I think as the church, many in the church, and many of the baptized over the years have become more conformed to the world, drifting away from the faith, there's just a deep lack of appreciation of what's really going on in the Eucharist. People don't know what they're missing. People don't understand the depth of what's happening. And I think as a result, there's a lot of people receiving the Blessed Sacrament unworthily, which is really sacrilege. It's a terrible thing, but people just get used to it and the habits are there and we don't know it. And I think one of the positives, hopefully, that has come out of this trial and this difficulty and being deprived of the sacrament is two things. On the one hand, a greater appreciation of the gift would grow, and I believe it's growing in the hearts of some of the baptized, a greater passion, a greater appreciation for it, not just sentimentality, but the realization of what it is and how desperately we need to continue to be connected to this gift individually and corporately as the body of Christ. But also, I think some who really haven't decided in their hearts that they want to be disciples of Jesus, that are not radically seeking him first with their lives and seeking to, as St. Paul says, you know, to make it their aim to please the Lord, to live radically as his disciples, have drifted even further away from it. And I think there's a sifting that's happening. You know, there's a drawing close by some, those who are responding to the challenge in the moment. And in this challenging moment, the weakness of the church is still manifested, which causes people to want to drift away. Some, and those that are not there, those whose hearts are not united to Christ and can see the reality of who the church is and hasn't made that full decision to live radically for him in his body, in his church, drift away. And I think there's a kind of sifting that the Lord, as I said, the Lord is doing. What he's after is the purification of the church. What he's after is a body that's radically in love with him, a body that's living an empowered life through the sacraments, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the grace of a new Pentecost. People who are feeding off the life of the Lord, and it's the center of their life because he wants the church to really be salt and light, to be a sign of contradiction, to be a chosen people set apart, a priestly people who are living in the joy of the Lord, not because of the size of their bank account, not because of what they've accomplished in this world, but because of the gift, because of the treasure, because they're living with the treasure that's hidden in a field. They bought the field, right? Jesus' stories in the gospel of the man who found a treasure in the field, this glorious, beautiful treasure, and he was so happy. He went and buried it and bought the whole field. His heart was filled with the knowledge of the value of what he received. And it's only a heart that's converted to the Lord, that's set on him, that's repentant, that's seeking him first, that grasps the treasure that we're given in the Eucharist. So the church puts before us this solemnity of the precious gift of our Lord. And I was just thinking of some of the words of Jesus in the gospel yesterday, chapter 6, which is such a challenging chapter, even for many Christians today. It's a challenging chapter, but it certainly was challenging for the religious leaders who were present. Jesus said, I'm the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Jesus gave his body for the life of the world. What is Christianity? What does Christianity mean, life? It means eternal life. Jesus went on to say these very challenging words, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, I have life because of the Father. And so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me." Do you see what's at the heart of Jesus' motive? To make an offering of his life, a living sacrifice, a living offering to God the Father. A perfect offering. I love the phrase from the Eucharistic prayers, you know, from east to west, a perfect offering is made to the glory of God the Father. To me, that's the center of it. It's Jesus showing us what a human being is meant to be. Somebody who totally and radically and completely is putting the first commandment in first place. And I've talked about it a lot over the last number of weeks because it's just burning in my heart. It's so key. It's the key to everything. It's Jesus called it the first and the greatest thing of all the commandments. And here Jesus is perfectly living out that first and greatest of all the commandments by offering his life in total obedience to the Father. It was a free choice. It was a yes of Jesus from his heart. And obeying the commands of the Father, expressing love to the Father, he understood is the most important thing a human being can do. No matter what its consequences, no matter what the experience is, in his case, the horrible crucifixion, the abandonment, the mockery, the pain, everything Jesus went through, at the heart of it, he's teaching us. And this is why the Eucharist, one of the reasons the Eucharist is so important, friends, and why it's the source and summit, the center of our life as Catholics. It's the center of our worship. We become what we worship. We become what we eat. It defines for us who we are as a people. Every one of us comes sinful, broken to the table of the Lord. And we're reminded through the readings, the words of Jesus, and then the offering, the sacrifice, the representation of the unbloody sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, on the altar. It's a real sacrifice that's being offered. It's the one-time sacrifice represented in the power of the Holy Spirit, sacramentally, right there. And Jesus said, he would be with us always. Well, here's a fundamental way he's with us always. And how is he with us? To teach us, to encourage us, to renew us, to forgive us, to feed us, to cleanse us with his blood, and to shape us, to shape our identity individually, to shape our identity corporately. Who are we? We're a people radically in love with God, forgiven by his grace and mercy. Our sins have been forgiven, and we bend our knee and we say amen as the sacrifice which saves us is represented to us. It's that man, it's that sacrifice from Calvary, it's that blood which cleanses me of all my sin. It takes away, it blots out the sin of my life, and it washes me clean. And then as Jesus said, just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. Jesus has come to transfer the life of God to fallen human hearts, dying human beings, to give us the Christ life, the life that is in him, that he's offered freely to the Father. And he passes through death, having been a sacrifice for sin. He blots away the sin. He passes through death, and he rises to new life. And a new humanity, a new creation is born. Jesus has come to make all things new, for us to share in the life that's in the Father. He said, just as the living Father sent me, and Jesus said, where's his life? Jesus said, I have life. I'm living from my Father, the divine life. And he said, now the person who feeds on me, will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, he said. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. What's he referring to? He's referring to Deuteronomy. He's referring to the Jewish people passing through the desert, and they're fed manna from heaven. The Lord sustained the people who were journeying toward the promised land, and it was a foretaste. It was pointing toward. It was an anticipation of God and the people of Israel shaping a people, giving them an identity, leading them by day and by night, and feeding them. It's from that people the Messiah came. It's from that people that Jesus came. And all of it was anticipating and teaching the people of Israel what God intended to do for the whole human race, to feed us ultimately with a food that can not only, that just doesn't feed our human hunger, but literally feeds us for eternal life, makes us new. So Jesus, in the Eucharist, is offering himself to the Father as a free gift of love. And he's teaching you and he's teaching me. This is the way. This is the most important thing. This is why you were made. This is where you will find your fulfillment. And I've come to give you the strength. First, I've come to make it possible through the shedding of my blood for you to be united to my Father and to be able to receive the life that I've brought. I came that you might have life and have it to the full. This is life. To obey God the Father, to feed on the Son who strengthens us now to walk in his footsteps and to imitate him. The church is meant to be a family, a community of people who radically, radically imitate Jesus. And our first love is his first love. Expressing life and living life to the full, we learn that from the Lord. We don't learn it from the world anymore. We don't let the world define us that way anymore. We're ready to be set apart. We're ready to be chosen. We know we're a chosen people, empowered by God to be radically different. Each of us has one life to live, and the Eucharist is there for us to gather us together, to teach us, to enlighten our minds, to renew us, and to feed us and give us the supernatural strength that we need to continue to say yes and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, this is the time, more than ever, maybe in my lifetime, in yours, that we need the Eucharist. We need to pay attention to what it is. We need to prepare ourselves for it. We need to receive it properly in our hearts. We need to hear Jesus teach us. We need to join our voice to Jesus' voice. You know, Jesus is giving thanks to the Father there. There's so much going on in the Eucharist. He's offering his life in thanksgiving to the Father for the Father's plan, for the Father's creation, for the Father's goodness, for the Father's mercy. And Jesus is gathering us distracted, broken, sinful human beings into his wake of offering. And he's teaching us to give thanks to the Father in every way with our lives. What a gift, friends. What a blessing. What a treasure. Lord, we thank you for it. May we always reverence it, walk in it, and receive it and live in it for the praise of your glory. Amen. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.